At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This is a young artist by the name of Benson Boone. Have you ever heard of Benson Boone?
I have.
So my daughter loves Benson Boone, and this song here, I call it Magical Mystical, and then Alexa corrects me. It's Mystical Magical. Get it right. Well, he was on the American Music Awards last night. I think he did this song, too. But what's interesting about this kid is just like 3 years ago, he was on American Idol.
Oh.
And he comes out and he, you know, he looks like a high school kid because he basically is. And he sits down at the piano. He tells, I think it was Luke. What's his
name?
Luke Bryan. Thank you very much. Katy Perry and then Lionel, right? And they're blown away by this kid. They're like really, really impressed. And he says that he had never really done any singing. He figured it out about a year ago, been singing. He sits down at the piano. He starts to belt it out. So Katy Perry says something along these lines.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something that you may not believe. But if you believe it, it might happen. I mean, I'm like literally, I like see American Idol and I see you. And I see you winning American Idol if you want to.
He makes it into the top 24 of American Idol, and then he vanishes. But he vanishes until he has big hits and now is one of the biggest names in music. So I wasn't clear. I was watching the show when that happened. I had to be refreshed when I watched the video with my daughter last night because the story is, and he said this in interviews, is he made a decision with his parents. And by the way, I think he's been vindicated on this decision. He did not want to be tagged like the American Idol pop star. They felt like he had enough talent on his own to make a go of it. He's only, I think,
22
years. Yeah, right. This is when he was 18. But he is literally one of the biggest things. My daughter loves him. She's going to go see him at Summerfest in Milwaukee. I'm not actually sure if he has a date here in St. Louis. But one of the things he does is he does these backflips. So he's very athletic, I guess you could say. I like some of the music. I certainly do. But Becky and Alexa were gone last night. And they got back from Milwaukee, and I had recorded, you know, it was in my queue and YouTube TV, the American Music Awards. It was just awful. Outside of
really?
That performance, it was terrible.
You like, mean the performances
everything
or just
about
it's an award
it. J-Lo comes out, and she's doing like a montage of all the songs. And in the first 3 minutes, and you know me, I have gay friends, I don't care. In the first 3 minutes, she's making out with men and women. You know, you got families that are watching
okay.
this. So then they go from that, and I'm thinking, okay, who's going to be on here? I want to see some performances. They go to Blake Shelton. Well, Blake Shelton's okay, but I've seen Blake Shelton.
Right.
And then at one point, they do a Janet Jackson tribute. Ethan, do we have some of that?
We do.
Okay. And that's fine, too, but
it wasn't Janet. It was a tribute
no, no,
to
no,
her.
No, it was her. It was her. So that was actually okay. But I was looking at maybe seeing some artists that were interesting to me, and apparently none of the nominees were interesting to me at all. Then they bring Gwen Stefani on. Like, wait a second. Is Blake producing this whole show? Because they're together.
Right.
You know, Gwen. So even Alexa, who likes pop music, and she thought she'd be engaged. She goes, Daddy, let's watch the American Music Awards. So we go downstairs. We start fast-forwarding. She doesn't want to see Blake. I'm like,
no.
I didn't really want to see Blake. She didn't want to see Janet Jackson. She didn't want to see Gwen. It was just a terrible, terrible show. you know, I've ripped on the Grammys, but I think the Grammys at least put something together that is worth watching for the performances, not for the speeches and for the preaching. So I don't even care who won last night. I can give you a list of people who won. This is funny too. Billie Eilish wins, right? Artist of the Year, oh, yeah, or something like that. Well, she's not even there. She's on tour. So everyone's excited. It was just a terrible, terrible show. So I just wanted to point that out. But I had to mention the Benson Boone moment. The other thing that happened today that some people are not going to be happy about, and I think I had one guy on Twitter say this is going to go down as one of the biggest blunders in maybe marketing history, along with AB and Dylan, what's his name, the bags fly free policy done at Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, this stinks.
But doesn't stink for me, and I'm going to tell you why here in a second, because I had to read down into the story. I tweeted about this a little earlier. They announced today that the first check bag will cost $35. The second check bag will cost $45.
Are you kidding?
If you book today, this will not count. But if you start booking tomorrow, so if you've already booked a flight, I think you're good, right? It says the policy only applies to flights booked on May 28th or later, which means today is the last day to book if passengers want to avoid the new fee. However, here's the carve out. Business Select Choice Extra, that's not me. A-list Preferred Customers, that's not me. But here is where it is. Chase Rapid Reward credit card members will get one free check bag. And that's the only...
I have that.
I can't even use my debit card anymore because it's got a crack in it and I don't want to change it. I tried to use it. I only use my Southwest card. I get up every morning and I pay
the
bill.
Thank you for saying this because I can do that too.
Exactly. So that's... You know, that's something that's a benefit if you don't have a... I love my Southwest card because you build up points for, you know, credits for flights as well. But I wanted people to know that there are a couple of carve-outs. And this kicks in tomorrow. All right, let's do Sue's News. We got George Gray coming in after that.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Oh my gosh, Mark, that's huge.
Yeah, I thought so, too,
because
that has not been in the headlines that much.
Right. Free bags, and I'm over here, you know.
Apply for the Chase credit card.
And I looked up how much does it cost, like, on United to check a bag. I just wanted to see if it's all the same. Mm-hmm. And they said $40 or $35 if prepaid online. And the second one is $50 or $45 if prepaid.
So it's basically the same.
It's pretty much the same. Yeah. Oh, I hate it so much.
If Southwest decides this isn't working, maybe they go back. But look, it's a
moneymaker.
It's a moneymaker.
Yes.
And they know that. But here's my bigger concern with that is it's not easy to get on airplanes. More people are now not going to check bags.
Yep.
And the process to get on the flight is going to be even worse than it already has been. So
When does the seat choosing come? I mean, has that happened later?
Well,
that happen
question.
Later? Because I think they were going to do that as well.
They were talking about that. Right. It'll happen probably.
Yeah, it will.
Gross.
It's national. Yeah, it is gross.
Well, the only
thing was the fun of Southwest.
The only thing I'd say about that is maybe what they do is they do that zone thing because then you want to load. Don't you want to load the back of the plane first?
Yeah, you would think.
I don't know.
But then everybody gets mad that the people in the back are going on first.
Yep.
Well, it's National Grape Day.
Of course it is.
Yes. Archaeologists say that grapes have been around for 130 million years. Random.
Uh-huh.
That's a long time.
How many random facts of the day are we going to get today?
Uh-huh. It's interesting.
It's also National Grape Popsicle Day, for obvious reasons, and National Cellophane Tape Day, which Richard Gurley Drew invented in 1930. He invented invisible tape, and he made it from cellulose, so that's why they call it that. It's for wrapping your gifts, essentially. And 68 years ago today, this has some music, Mark, because it was in 1957 that this song by Buddy Holly was released. It was his only number one.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day.
That's a great song, right?
It was
a tragic ending, unfortunately.
Yep, it was his only number one hit, and then he died less than 2 years later in a plane crash. Sad. Really sad. Now, this movie is so classic to anybody who was a child or teen in the 70s that I had to bring it up. 48 years ago today, in 1977, Smokey and the Bandit was released. We have some music. Because I pulled out the theme song. Jerry Reed, baby.
It was so epic back then.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there was nobody. And one of the things about that movie is it crossed. I was, you know, a 12-year-old kid back then. And it just crossed all generations, right? Yeah.
It can't be done.
Have you ever seen it, Ethan?
Nope.
Oh, you got to watch it.
If you were a kid in the 1970s, you damn sure would have been required to have seen it, I think.
It was awesome. And, well, it's just, if it's on today, I will watch it. But
I wonder, I'm going to look and see if you can, Ethan, look that up if you would mind. See if you can stream Smokey the Bear.
Oh, that's a Smokey the Bandit.
Smokey. Duh. I'm confusing Smokey and the Bandit with Smokey the Bear.
Jackie Gleason as Sheriff Buford T. Justice. Sally Fields. It's difficult to beat.
Says it's on Netflix.
There you go.
Look at that! And that's the way to go, because that way you can hear everything that Jackie Gleason said instead of having it bleeped out.
So I'm wondering if this would be a good test, because I'm looking for like comedies that I don't have to think much about. But I wonder... No. I'm not saying for Alexa.
Oh, okay.
Because she won't like it.
No.
But I wonder for us as adults, would it hold up? Or would we say, what the hell were we thinking back then?
No,
right?
I think it's nostalgia, 100% nostalgia, and we'll find it entertaining.
All right.
Shelley comments on the YouTube saying, bears on the brain.
That's
See?
True. That's exactly what's happening with
That's
me.
That's what's happening. Well, pool season has been delayed by the cool weather here. The pools opened over the weekend. I couldn't go. They wouldn't even open them.
It's so
cold.
They didn't open mine yesterday either.
Is yours that way too? Okay, good.
Big Ben Woods, we have the MAC pool too, but Big Ben Woods did not. I think they said no. Well, who wants to swim when it's like 62 degrees?
But good grief. So summer, when did you say it's going to come?
Okay, here, let me just lay it out for you here, just in case people are curious. The next couple of days, relatively mild. By next week, we're going to be in the 80s, and then probably the following week in the 90s. So summer, I like easing in. I like wearing a hoodie.
Too,
I wore a hoodie at the baseball game on Sunday. I loved it.
Okay, my husband loves it, but can I just get a lap in? That's all I'm asking. Now, we're going into science news, because the pool brings this up. A new study has found that a person's fingers wrinkle in the same pattern every time they're in the water too long. Now, why do we care? I do not know. The wrinkles are caused by blood vessels under the skin contracting when immersed in water for a period of time. We already knew that, but researchers at Binghamton University looked into where they form, and it's determined it's virtually always the same, mostly because of those blood vessels that don't move over time.
Let me guarantee you this. Our tax dollars paid for that research. I promise you that.
Do you guys care when your hands get pruny? Or do you hate
like
it? Or do you
I
like
hate
it?
I hate
really?
It. Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Do you? I think, Ethan, you're always the guy. Is it raining? I love it. We're all like, where's the sunshine?
I think
Are your
weird.
Hands pruny? We hate it. I love it. Well, in optometry news, researchers in China say they've invented night vision contact lenses. Now, you knew that was eventually going to come. But they let you see in the dark. They claim that you can even see with your eyes closed. They say you can't see a ton of detail yet, but they're still working on it, and they'll see what they can do. In grammar news, I hate to do it without Fred, but what can you do? Semicolons could be going extinct. A study found they're half as common as they were even just 20 years ago. Nobody knows how to use them. So it's just kind of dying. What were you going to say, Ethan?
I was agreeing. I don't know how to use them either.
Oh, I do. I like a semicolon. And finally,
I like a good semicolon now and again, too. I don't know if I'm using it correctly, but I do use
that's
them.
That's the thing. I'm like, I'll throw them, you know, even in the podcasting sometimes, I'll throw them in there. I'm like, I don't know if this is right or not.
And finally, we have insect news.
I'm so excited about this. Because you teased this last week, right? Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
It's time for insect news.
There we go.
A study found that plants crank out more nectar when they just hear bees buzzing. So as soon as a plant kind of gets the buzzing sound, they start pumping out more nectar. And researchers think farms might be able to play buzzing sounds to help crops get pollinated.
That is an unbelievable fact.
Right?
One of the many things I love about Sue's News, and for those of you who do watch on the stream, if you're seeing the video, Ethan and I at least three times have had our face look exactly the same, like, wow, that kind of blows you away. There you go, Sue's News on a Tuesday. Are you done, or did you have a random fact?
I have a random fact and a great story, but I'll do it later. The random fact is this. The average person's attention span for a single screen is 47 seconds. down from 2.5 minutes in 2004.
Well, I think I believe that. We'll share the other story. Got George Gray.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Coming up next, though. So do you think that Ethan is aware that he's playing the game with us this afternoon because he is not in the studio?
Well, I think he is, but he's got a lot going on.
Okay,
so.
I know. Fred is off this week. We never like it when Fred's gone. The only advantage is that it's a holiday week and we only have 4 days of no Fred. He'll be back on Monday, but Ethan Hannaford is rocking it out, helping. I don't think he remembers that he's playing, right? Do you remember that you're playing
right
the
here.
Game? Oh, I think he was trying to find George Gray some headphones because we're a little off our game. George, this is what happens when Fred's not here.
We're terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay. I think I stole Ethan's headphones just now.
That's okay.
Zoink!
Fred is the glue that holds this show together. Is what I would say. And one of the other issues is, and this is something I think I do every time, is I'm going to screw up the open here. But how are you, first and foremost? How you doing?
Well, no music, no build-up.
No, I'm going to do that.
Wow.
You want me to just start the music? Here we go.
So
okay, forget it. Forget it.
No, it's all right.
Hang on. Because we're playing a little game here this afternoon that is called, it'll come up here in a second.
The price is wrong.
Mark. There you go. From Hollywood to right here in St. Louis, George Gray from The Price is Right is with us this afternoon. A little game we call The Price is Wrong that he, I think, not only developed, invested in, has it syndicated now all across the globe, right?
It's huge. Yeah, it's in Bitcoin, you name it.
Yeah.
There's money to be made with this bad boy.
Well, I told Judy Reardon that you were on today, so I know that she's tuned in at least.
Oh!
We do know that.
Hi, Judy Reardon. Hi, Mama May.
What just happened to my music? It just like stopped on me there.
That's okay. Fred working his magic.
See?
Okay, it'll come up again.
He's the glue, remember?
That might have been operator error on my
part.
Did
you really lose the music?
There it is.
There we go. It just stopped. It's literally a 32-minute bed. That's how long we made
it.
Bed? Is that what the kids say on radio?
Yeah.
So if you're listening at home, bed. That's their fancy way of saying they play music for a long time.
Yeah. Insider.
Don't use your terms with us.
Oh, my God. Is this how today's going to go? I haven't seen you in a couple of months. This is how today's going to go. Well, what happened
this,
was, here's what happened. We used to do this, and the bed, this music playing, would run out every time.
Ah,
so we made
true.
It 32 minutes. You do not have 32 minutes to play the game. You have about 16 minutes, but we can get it all
Why
in
is it thing. Called a bed, do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know, that's a good question, but that's underneath.
I was gonna say you lie on a bed. Maybe it's supposed to lie underneath.
Nice.
Deep thoughts,
George.
Deep thoughts.
These are professional broadcast terms that I've only been associated with for 40 plus years, and I have no idea what they mean. That's all.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad to be here. It's very exciting.
We're glad to have you.
One of my favorite comedian friends, Annie Powell, is actually listening from Boston.
Love it.
Listening all the way from Boston. Mama May is listening right now. My sister Renee. The whole world is tuning. Your ratings are spiking right now.
I got five people in the audience
today.
That's
right.
That's more than last week, George.
Somebody stuck on the 4064.
The farty 64.
The farty 64 to the farty fire.
You want to explain the game?
I do. You want to jump in? Sure. I didn't know if you wanted any kibitz.
Explain the game because Ethan had to ask us, hey, remind me, because I think the last time he played was the first time he ever played, and apparently he's a huge fan of your show and he watches it on a regular basis.
Yeah, because he's 18. That's why. That's why you don't know The Price is Right.
It's fine. It's fine. We're doing fine.
We've only been around for, what, 54 years, you know?
It's all good.
I actually like to find, I think it's really fun to find the one person that has never seen the show, knows nothing about it. Because it's, like, even if you don't want to have ever seen The Price is Right, you've seen it. That means if you've never seen The Price is Right, you have never been homesick from school.
True.
You've never been in a hospital. You don't have grandparents and you don't visit them.
True.
This is true. That's very true.
You know, so it's really, you wind up seeing The Price is Right sooner or later.
But my, honest to God, and I've said this before, my first memories were with my grandma watching The Price is Right. My mom's mom was in suburban Chicago. I mean, she was so loyal to The Price is Right. And a lot of people, well, you know, Judy Reardon still is today.
That's right. Right. Yeah. All right, well, let's kick it up. Here it comes from the beautiful Mark Reardon Studio in downtown St. Louis. It's The Price is Wrong, Mark. Okay, that I haven't done that announcer voice in a while.
That's good.
I had to blow out the cobwebs. All right, so if you're tuning in for the first time and have never heard The Price is Wrong, Mark, what this is, it's our little twist on the game. We got Mark and Sue and Ethan are going to play the game. These are real items from either Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, but they're available in St. Louis right now. You listening can purchase these items. So I'm going to read the items. I'm going to read them exactly as they do, are written. And if there's all caps, I shout.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
Way we do that.
Yeah, that's
you
got
to shout. And then the person who gets closest to the actual price without going over, they get a point. Whoever gets the most points at the end gets a fabulous no case that was written by, I think, Fred, right? And I never read them until the last second.
So usually Fred does the no cases,
which means do we have a no case?
No, we do have a no case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got one. It's in my hands. Okay, you ready to start for the first item up to bid?
I am, but Ethan, you look a little uneasy. Are you ready to go in here?
I'm ready to go.
I'm going to list an item, and then you're going to say what price you think it should be.
Here we go.
And the listing is giant inflatable yellow elephant, life-sized, commercial grade. Okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Giant inflatable yellow elephant, not a pink elephant, life-size commercial grade. And here is the listing. Giant inflatable yellow elephant, life-size cold fill airbrushed. Have no idea what those words mean. Commercial grade / heavy duty, rough dimensions. 10 foot tall, 5 foot wide, 13 foot long, 2 foot diameter of footprint. Used previously in trade shows a dozen times. Attention getter. It'll also be great for consumer events. You can have your own Macy's parade.
Did it really say that?
It says it. So that you can be awesome. The drunk lunatic dragging a huge inflatable elephant down your cul-de-sac.
Come on, Betsy.
You think the HOA loves you now. Okay, so we're going to start off with Ethan, the newbie. How much would you pay for this? What has this person said that they want for this quality commercial grade?
It's commercial grade.
Cold fill airbrush, whatever that means.
Well, I'll say this. There's a difference between what I think it's listed as and what I would pay for it.
Correct.
But I would go ahead and say that this is listed at
$150. $150. Mm-hmm. Sue, you seem like you're a connoisseur of inflatable things. What would you say you would get for this?
I would say $250, George.
$250. Okay. All right. Willing to up the ante. Mark!
It's commercial grade.
Mark!
That's the
commercial
grade.
You used to drink. You probably saw a few inflatable elephants back in the day.
Back in the 80s,
right?
For
now,
sure.
this is not pink. This is yellow. So this is a little different from your 80s.
What are you going to do? I know what I would do.
I'm going to do 251.
That's exactly what
I'm doing. 251.
Son of a
well,
gun.
Then, Sue, why didn't you do that?
Well, because I didn't know how high to go. And if I were last, I would have done that.
Oh, well, when you're talking about high, you're talking about Mark. Okay, here we go. Ethan said 150. Sue said 250. Mark said 251. How
Dang
much,
it.
If you're listening right now, what would you pay for this fabulous elephant to be truly the center of attention in your neighborhood?
Shelly in the chat here said 3,500.
Yeah, she's probably more right.
Shelly is a little over $2,000.
Oh,
look at that.
You know, that's reasonable. It's commercial grade.
Reasonable?
Yeah.
That was a very tough item, though. Honestly,
yes.
It was one of those that I had no idea if it would be just 100. My first bid before Ethan... You know, bid, I thought 125. I thought that. But then I started thinking commercial grade.
Commercial grade.
Commercial grade.
Cold fill air right there. That's what you got.
Air.
You got the
airbrush.
Cold fill air. Okay, we're ready for the next item. Here we go. This is an interesting one. I like this one a lot. Polar Pop Cup Collection. Polar Pop Cup Collection. Now, I did not know this, but Polar Pop is from a convenience store. Is that true?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
I get it. It must be.
Yes.
And now, I want to show you this real quick because you guys can't see it. But this is the picture. Okay, and if you can see, if you're in front of your computer, you can actually look up these items.
Wow, it's on top of the fridge.
It's two words. Oh. The first one is whore. The second one is dir.
Okay,
wow.
Right.
Hoarder.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, it's breathtaking. It's There's a picture of a fridge, and there are cups stacked floor to ceiling, cattywampus all over the place. And here's the listing. I have 1,060 close estimate. Of 42 to 44 ounce polar cups that I have saved. These are at my office. And now my boss has decided I need to get rid of them. I don't need that kind of negativity, but he is a really cool boss, so I will accommodate. They're all clean. I would get my daily soda, and once done, I'd fill up the ice water to drink for the rest of the day. The following day, I'd get a new soda, and the old cup would be stacked in the office. This collection did come in handy for the incidental cup that would get a hole in it. I always had a backup cup.
Jeez.
There may be incidental cups from other soda pop stops. I believe there are a few Express Mart cups and a Sonic cup, but other than that, Polar Pop rules. I bet if you threw down a box of toothpicks in front of this guy, he could count them. Definitely 312.
Can I say this? That even before bidding, this might be one of the greatest items ever on The Price is
Wrong.
It's
pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
I can't believe... You know what? If the boss of this guy is listening, you are a saint, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
The fact that it didn't get past like four dirty, sticky old cups, and you're like, hey, pal, you need to get rid of these. No, he waited until there was 1,060. And the dude counted. Okay, so Sue, you're the first.
Great.
What do you say?
George, where is this out of?
This is out of Lee May. Does that tell you anything?
Yes, it does.
Okay, all right.
All right, I am going to say this person thinks this is worth a lot more than it actually is.
Right.
So I'm saying $30.
$30. 1,060 cups.
Yes.
1,060. Mark, how much would you pay to just think of the parties you could throw?
$130.
$130. Trying to thread the needle. Ethan, what do you say, pal? What do you think? You got all these cups. You seem to like the ladies. You say, hey, baby, you want to come back and see my cup collection? I mean, if that's not a conversation starter, I don't know anything.
It's a lock. It's a lock.
You want to see my polar pop cup?
No. What is your answer, Ethan?
My PPC.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
I'm going to roll 131.
Oh!
No way!
Look at the big brain on Brad, huh? So we got 30, 130, 131. How much would you, listening, pay for used, sticky, gross hoarder cups?
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah, zero would be the real answer.
Actual price is $200!
Oh, are you kidding me?
Nice work.
You go, Ethan.
200.
There we go. On the board, baby.
$200.
That's insane.
Oh, that is so great. Okay.
That is crazy is what it is.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of that word crazy that goes with that listing.
I would say so.
But this one, this next listing is awesome. This one makes my day. If you're listening, if you've had a rough day, this is going to cheer you up. I promise. You're stuck in traffic. This is going to make you laugh. This is going to make you feel, you know what? It's not so bad. And here it is. This is the listing. 20 pounds of... And I have to shout it, bacon! Because it's in caps, remember. If it's in caps, I have to shout it.
Yes.
Okay? And 20 pounds of bacon! weekend. And here we go. Here's the and there's a picture of it too, and it's great. It's you know what I got to show you this.
Yes,
it's worth it. It's totally worth it. Okay, look that see that.
Oh,
that,
wait that, a minute. It's not in a package.
No, it's not in a package.
Oh, what? So
is this legal?
Well, here's where it gets awesome. Here's where why is this so awesome, George? Here's why it's so awesome. And the listing. I am a vegan, and my soon-to-be ex-wife went out and purchased 20 pounds of bacon as some sort of sick joke, and I need it out of my fridge today! I don't want to throw away that much bacon, but I will if it's not gone ASAP. I am located in Midtown.
So, you
wait
remember...
Wait a minute, is it cooked?
No, it looks like it's raw
bacon,
right?
but I want to... Before you guys start your bidding, I want to say... the soon-to-be ex-wife, if you're listening, I am single and interested because you sound incredibly awesome. I want to swim in your pool.
You remember when we were kids, we had Lincoln Logs? Remember Lincoln Logs?
Oh, yeah.
The bacon looks like it's stacked like Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, if you're listening at home and you're thinking, oh, it's a package of bacon. Oh, no, it's not. These are long strips of bacon that it's like there's like 12 laid out and then 12 laid in the opposite direction. And they sort of look cooked, but it's hard to say. But either way, this soon-to-be ex-wife is... Awesome. Awesome. So, Mark, you get to bid first. What would you pay?
$40.
To teach a vegan a lesson.
$40. That's all I'm giving.
$40. Do you eat bacon?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
But I don't eat bacon from someone's garage, but I'd still bid $40.
It's 20 pounds of bacon. It's in the fridge.
$2 a pound.
I love that she put it in the fridge. It's so great. I wonder if she left a note. I want to know so many things.
I wonder if the health director is listening this afternoon.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what?
Or the CDC.
Can't she have a little fun? This guy is wound tighter than dental floss, and she's trying to have a little fun as she walks out the door. And I love her for it. Ethan, what would you bid?
The way that the seller communicated makes me think that there is a level of desperation to get this out.
Yes.
I'm going to go with $15.
With $15. Well, see, what's interesting is he's a vegan. He doesn't like the joke. He doesn't get the humor. And he wants to make money off of it. That's what I find interesting because, truth is, just throw it in the trash, right? But he wants to make money.
I thought she was the vegan. Are you saying it was him?
No, it says, I am a vegan and my, and in parentheses, soon-to-be ex-wife, went out and purchased 20 pounds of bacon as some sort of sick joke.
Right. Okay, she's going up in my estimation.
Yes, so we got 40, we got 15. What do you bid?
I'm saying $20. It's a nice number.
$20, obviously, none of you, and I mean none of you, have ever purchased 20 pounds of bacon.
Nope.
Have you ever purchased 1 pound of bacon?
Yes.
How much is 1 pound of bacon?
It's like $8 right
now. It's probably like $8, yet you guys say 15, 20, and 40.
Because it's stacked like Lincoln Logs.
That makes it cooler. And you know what? And it tastes like a grudge. And that makes it taste extra salty.
All right, are we going around again? I guess we're not.
No, you're not all over. It's 15, 20, 40. Actual price,
$100.
Okay.
Sue.
Mark.
No, I won that one.
You don't even know what you bid.
I do, but I did the math wrong. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I'm having a terrible game.
Okay, are we moving along?
Yeah.
We got two more, right?
We have 4 minutes left.
Okay, we can do this. We got two more, and here we go. This next one, I don't think I've ever read something like this, and you'll never see this in a sentence again, so here we go. The listing, condoms and bread.
Huh.
Condoms and bread. And here's the explanation. I have no use for either anymore.
I like this person, too.
I like him, too.
This is the best group of items ever.
I like this person a lot. I have no use for either anymore. I recently developed a gluten intolerance, and my girlfriend left me. Just trying to get some money back so I can go to the casino or Fairmount. First of all, that dude should write a country song because that is way too good. Way too good. So, all right. So now we're going to go to Ethan. Ethan, you seem like a gentleman who could use one of those two items.
I do love bread.
I was gonna say, and you know what? You want to eat your bread safely. So you're covered in both ways.
How much of each? I missed that.
Yeah, what's it?
How much?
I don't know if it said.
There's a picture of a CVS bag, and it looks like a loaf of bread might be sticking out of it, and then a receipt. That's all I
got
can tell
it,
you.
Got it. All right.
Can't tell you.
So that makes things a little bit more difficult, but the context of the bag helps a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to roll here with
You're burning time.
I'm going to go $8. $8.
$8. Okay. $8. That man has obviously never bought condoms and bread. Okay. Sue?
Well, I am going to say $25.
$25? She's ready to stock up. Okay. And Mark?
You guys are making this too easy.
We've got $8.25 and what do you say?
$26, George.
$26. Okay. Actual price. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, that sound that I just made with my face hole. Means somebody got it right on the nose. Sue, $25.
Woohoo! Wow. Good, because I was just losing.
Okay,
terribly.
We got to do this last one fast. Yep. Okay, here we go. Because I looked at the clock for you. I'm good that way. Here we go. And this one is awesome. This one's awesome. Like, this is buyable. Here we go. Used pirate ship.
What?
Swear. Used pirate ship. And I'm going to do it like they wrote it, okay? You are looking at a used pirate ship for sale by the owner. She's equipped with 3 cannons and a skeleton crew. She is currently in North Carolina, but I can bring her back to my hometown of St. Louis for an extra fee. Please, serious and qualified pirates can parley with Captain Dan.
What is it? Like, what size? What is happening?
So many questions. I know. But this, and if you look at a picture, it looks like a pirate ship. This okay. does not look like a 12-foot boat. It looks like a freaking pirate ship. So quickly, I need an answer. Sue, go.
Well, I can't tell if it's a, okay,
$500. $500. Mark.
$250, George.
$250 for a pirate ship.
I don't know.
Wow. Ethan.
$501.
Yeah. Actual.
You've learned so much.
Actual price, $1,500. Somebody
Ethan.
Should buy this right
Woo!
Now. It's amazing.
Uh-oh, now we got a tie. It's Ethan and Mark.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got two. Okay, I'm thinking of a number. What number is it, Ethan?
Just any number.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a number. What is it?
7.
Mark. It's your show. You win. Congratulations.
All right. Hang in there. We got the no case. I think I did win anyway. We're going to go with the bonus points. We're coming back. Oh, my gosh. Who put those sick items together? I think that was producer Meredith Dave Klein. You are so sick, Dave Klein. But thank
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You know, George Gray is always awesome and we love to play this game, but I mean, that has to be in the Hall of Fame category, not only because of you, but those items were just legendary this afternoon. David Klein, producer emeritus,
shout
put
out.
Those together. We got to give a shout out to Dave. Checks in the mail and everything, but those were some great items.
You know
items.
What? Give him a Polar Pop cup. What the heck?
Yeah.
We got a Polar Pop cup coming your way. And by the way, I just heard that. Simple Minds? What?
Yeah.
I'm going to that show.
There you go.
I'm going to be in town. I'm going.
You can win free tickets
Don't
on the Mark Maron show.
Forget about me. Come on, Breakfast Club. That's amazing.
It is amazing. Absolutely.
Ethan, Breakfast Club was a movie.
I've seen Breakfast Club.
Made in the last century.
Barely, but yes.
Do you want to hear about the no case?
Yeah, because I won, absolutely.
Okay, here we go, folks.
On a technicality.
I know, it was a technicality. Because well, you couldn't think of any number.
I wasn't thinking of a 7, so there. All right, here we go.
Every other number was Mark's.
Your no prize showcase. You won a series of one-of-a-kind prize packages, including the New Jersey Tour. Here's your chance to fly into Newark Airport and actually help your pilot land the plane by calling up radar on your own cell phone. Once you hit the ground, head off to New Jersey's ICE detention facility, where you just might bump into several ICE officers as well as some feisty New Jersey Congress folks. From New Jersey, head up to Vermont and hop onto Bernie Sanders' private jet and take part in the Oligarchy Tour. You may have the chance to meet and greet AOC and get her to autograph your PLO flag. And if that wasn't enough... Yeah, I know. Somebody got really political on this one. Folks,
thanks,
I'm reading
Fred.
This for the first time, okay? And if that... Oh, this is Fred, but that's why. And if that wasn't enough, you'll be able to board the new Qatar $400 million luxury jet to soar across the U.S. just in time to get a tour of Alcatraz, just outside of San Francisco, where you can attend... attempt to pin down California Governor Gavin Newsom on his rapidly changing policy positions. Boy, Fred was in a mood when he wrote this.
He was.
Here, you know what? Here's the last one. This is a good one right here. As a special bonus, the St. Louis Blues 2025 Stanley Cup Tour. One stop only in Winnipeg, where you'll remain on the tarmac for just 1.6 seconds before heading back to St. Louis. That one hurts. That one hurts deeply.
Too soon.
Too soon. And that's it. For the Price is Wrong, Mark.
That was a great no case. And I think sometimes we don't reveal that Fred is the person who puts those together.
Yeah.
And I mean, he does such a great job on those. And
he
yes,
does.
George doesn't read them until the final moment.
No, I don't.
So that's okay. It's because you're a professional. That was really fun.
Fred was feisty right then.
He was.
That.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in as always. How are things? How's Mama May?
Mama May is listening right now. Hi, Mama May. Hi, Judy Reardon. And she's doing fantastic. We went out for breakfast yesterday to one of our local favorite spots. And sometimes we go to Uncle Bill's and have crepes Paris. Traveling to France, huh? And then we ate today, sat out in the patio. It was wonderful, delightful. It was amazing. I love every moment I get to spend with her. So truly special.
Good.
We're gonna do this again sometime this summer, and we're gonna have to go to a baseball game because we haven't really had time to hang out recently. Every time you're in town, I don't have time, and vice versa. But I'd love to see you and spend a little bit more quality time with you.
I would love it.
It would be great. But everything's going well with the show.
Did you know? Here's a bit of trivia that I. June 1st is National Game Show Day.
Huh.
Did you know that, folks?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that. And so I'm going to be in L.A. as of tomorrow. And I got suckered into getting up at 6 in the morning to do a radio tour. They probably have
this,
a music
George.
Bed under it.
Yeah, they probably do.
There you go. There's a callback, folks. Yes, I'm going to be doing all these interviews for National Game Show Day.
That's going to be fun, George.
So June 1st, that is Sunday. So make sure, you know, you... I don't know, get out your Stratego game, play it with
a
the
radio
family.
Tour means George will do a series of interviews with stations all across the country,
that's
right?
So
do you know
fun.
How many by any chance?
Yeah, if you're listening, you're like, what does that really mean? Here's how it goes. You sit in your underpants, you try to wake up,
yeah.
It's like 5:30 in the morning, you're like, why did I agree to do this? And then somebody gets on the phone with you, you go, okay, you're going to be talking to Nasty Ned and the Bubba Crew.
That's exactly right.
And
they all ask the same questions.
Yeah. And if they're nice, they'll say, and you talked to Nasty Ned a year ago, and you guys talked about spinach.
And you say, I remember.
Yeah. And then you get on it like, Nasty Ned, morning. And then you do the interview. It's like 2 or 3 minutes, and then you hang up, and then they put you to another city.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So
how many
is a radio
hours
tour.
Are you doing that for?
2 hours. That's, so it's 2 hours every 10 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of talking.
That is a lot of talking. Luckily, I yap for a living.
So I always had a variety of theories on that. Either like to go early or like the last person, because I always felt like the last person you get a little bit more time, but I don't know. I think you'll be great at all of them.
What I love is when somebody asks something that's different or does
right.
something that's different that just has fun with it. I always say, I don't care what you ask me, just do anything. Let's have fun.
Well, you're great. You're very chatty. You know, you should do this for a living.
I'm chatty. What do you mean chatty?
Yeah,
I'm not
know.
Chatty. I could shut up anytime. Right now, I could shut up right before 55. I could wait in 60, in 50, in 14 seconds, I could shut so up, you wouldn't even know what happened.
We love you. You're the best. Thank you. Hi, Mama May. We'll see you.
Love you guys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.